It is 8:39 on FLX Morning on Finger Lakes News Radio. Cloudy skies. Looks like it's going to rain. It just hasn't yet. Temperature at 67. Time to visit with our friends from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. And joining us to introduce our guests for today and with an announcement to make about the Pickleball for Health tournament is Kim Alacqua. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. Has the tournament filled up yet?
We still have some spots open, so anyone who's interested in playing pickleball on October 18th can register at flhealth.org. And this is a fundraiser for the Finger Lakes Health Foundation in partnership with Friends of Geneva General, which is our auxiliary, raising money for services at Geneva General Hospital.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's move on to today's guests, both of whom are wearing pink for a very important reason.
Yes, we are here. It's October, so we're celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have Lisa Davis, who is our radiology supervisor at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, and also our women's health services supervisor at Geneva General Hospital, where we offer 3D mammography at both locations. And we have Dr. Kristen Baltazar Ford, who is a board-certified general surgeon, and she specializes in breast surgery.
Excellent. Ladies, both of you, welcome. I want to mention that Kristen is wearing a pink blazer, and Lisa is wearing a t-shirt that says, "I wear pink for my patients," in pink letters. So everybody has donned the apparel appropriate to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excellent. Yes, glad to have both of you here. Lisa, let me start with you. How do you come to be a part of the Finger Lakes Health family?
I've been with the system 29 years this year.
Wow.
So I have grown in my position here. I started out as a tech down at Soldiers and Sailors, and about 12 years ago, I became the supervisor at Women's Health, and 2 years ago, the supervisor at Soldiers and Sailors in radiology.
And Kristen, how about you?
I'm about to start my 14th year in Geneva. I took my job in Geneva. It was my first job out of residency and training, and I've been here ever since.
So you're both veterans, shall we say, as part of the Finger Lakes Health System. We wanted to talk today about a type of breast cancer that probably doesn't get as much attention as others. Most everybody, when they think of breast cancer, they think of a lump in the breast. But that's not the only type of breast cancer. There is one called inflammatory breast cancer. Kristen, what can you tell us about inflammatory breast cancer and what the root causes might be, if there are any?
Inflammatory breast cancer is a subset of breast cancer that affects between 1% and 5% of all women who develop breast cancer. So it's relatively rare, but unfortunately, we have seen several cases in Geneva, even within the last year or two. It typically does not present as a lump, which can be make diagnosis difficult. So inflammatory breast cancer happens when cancer cells invade the lymphatic system in the skin and the breast. So the lymphatic system is a drainage system that helps our body manage fluid. And when those lymphatics get invaded with tumor cells, they get blocked, and so the fluid builds up. So one of the hallmarks of inflammatory breast cancer is thickening or swelling of the skin, and that produces an inflammatory reaction that almost looks like an infection. So a lot of times, inflammatory breast cancer initially gets misdiagnosed as an infection or inflammation or cellulitis.
So if it gets diagnosed as an infection, I would think that probably antibiotics are what would normally be prescribed. That's not necessarily a bad thing in this case.
Correct, because most of the time inflammation of the breast is not inflammatory breast cancer. Most of the time it is an infectious cause. And so we get concerned when we've treated with the appropriate antibiotics and the symptoms persist, or there are certain findings on radiographic studies that tell us that maybe this is not just an infection.
Lisa, if this is something that doesn't present as a lump in the breast, what are some of the signs that it might be an inflammatory breast cancer versus just a regular infection?
Well, like Dr. Baltazar said, you're going to get skin thickening, you're going to get dimpling of the breast skin. It looks like an orange peel. Okay. It's painful. You can get swollen lymph nodes in your armpits. It's an aggressive and fast breast cancer. And on mammograms, you're not going to see a specific lump in the breast, like Kristen said.
Yeah.
it's going to be increased density in the breast tissue. And ultrasound is very helpful for that. They can see a little bit more than a mammogram can if there's edema in the breast or a lot of swelling in the breast.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It was actually going to be my next question was if a mammogram isn't the most reliable way of being able to detect this form of breast cancer, then what tests or what procedures do work and are effective in that case?
I think that the most important thing is a good clinical exam. Often this type of breast cancer progresses rapidly over days to weeks, and so getting into a doctor who specializes in breast or in knowing what tests to order. But radiologically, we always start with mammo and ultrasound. MRI is a very helpful tool in this. It helps us visualize the lymph nodes in the armpit, which are often involved at the time of diagnosis. But the definitive way to diagnose it is through biopsy. And that's often a skin biopsy, not a breast biopsy. So it's a little bit different than the typical mass that we see that is biopsied by our radiologists.
And lost my train of thought there for a second. This cancer usually develops by the time it's detected, it's usually what, it's stage three?
Typically there's lymph node involvement, and by definition, inflammatory breast cancer involves the entire breast. So it's not like a lump where we can take that lump out. Inflammatory breast cancer affects all of the breast tissue on the affected side and is often in the lymph nodes at the time of diagnosis.
What are some of the forms of treatment for this, and what are some of the success rates of those treatments?
So over time, the success rates of and the survival rates from inflammatory breast cancer have actually increased significantly over the last 5 to 10 years with the advent of earlier detection. I think public awareness, medical practitioner awareness, and also some of our imaging tools. Chemotherapy is the mainstay of initial treatment. Actually, it's one of the few cancers where everyone gets chemotherapy before surgery, and that chemotherapy is designed to really locally control, shrink the lymph nodes, allow for an adequate response so that when the patient goes to surgery, we can remove all of the cancer. So every patient who has inflammatory breast cancer gets treated with chemotherapy, gets treated with surgery, gets treated with radiation therapy, and then sometimes additional therapy after that, either oral therapy or immunotherapy. And that really depends on the subtype of inflammatory breast cancer. So inflammatory breast cancer is a subtype of breast cancer. And then within inflammatory breast cancer, there are subtypes of inflammatory breast cancer. And all of that that information from a genomic and biologic standpoint helps us determine an appropriate treatment course.
And because this is such a fast and aggressive form that moves so quickly, early detection of this really is key to being able to get a treatment program started and have it be effective.
Correct.
Lisa?
It is. I mean, if they see a patient in an office that has concerning symptoms, whether it be for inflammatory breast cancer or a lump or even just pain in your breast, we can get them in fairly quickly for their initial mammogram and ultrasound. And then if they need biopsy behind that, we are generally within a week or so, week and a half from diagnostic and mammogram and ultrasound to biopsy.
That is a quick turnaround, yeah.
And not too far past that for Dr. Balthazar.
Yeah, okay. So this is something, again, what are the warning signs that you're looking for? Let's, as we kind of recap here, for inflammatory breast cancer.
Rapid onset of symptoms, I think, is the biggest hallmark of inflammatory breast cancer, and that those symptoms being pain in the breast, swelling in the breast, redness of the skin of the breast, often asymmetry, so the affected breast grows and appears larger because it's holding that lymphatic fluid in, pain in the armpit. Sometimes patients can have systemic symptoms, like just generalized malaise or fatigue or even fevers with this, so it does mimic an infection. That being said, not every inflammatory condition of the breast is inflammatory cancer, so certainly we don't want patients to worry if it's just an infectious
process. Yeah, again, this is a rare form of cancer. It only affects, you said, 1-5% of women who have breast cancer. So, but it's something that you have to watch out for because it is so quickly moving and so aggressive in its spread through the body.
Correct.
All right. Well, I appreciate the visit this morning. And Kim, I think you have one other thing to add, correct?
So I just want to remind the community that we do offer 3D mammography at both Geneva General Hospital and Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. It's very important for women age 40 and over to get their annual mammogram. And also, I don't want to steal Lisa's thunder, but Lisa has an announcement to make.
Yes, we've just been designated a comprehensive breast imaging center through the American College of Radiology.
That means
that we are accredited in breast MRI, mammogram, breast ultrasound, and breast ultrasound guided biopsy, and stereotactic breast biopsy.
So that means you're pretty much hitting for the cycle in terms of all the different forms of testing that can be done.
Yes.
Wow.
We can do all of that at Geneva.
Excellent. Excellent.
We're very proud of it.
Yes. Yes, as well you should be. Thank you, ladies, for joining us this morning. Much appreciated. And thank you for filling us in. And hopefully we've been able to get the word out about this rare but aggressive form of cancer that can and does, unfortunately, develop for some women.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
All right. It is 8:50 on FLX Morning.